Purple Dinosaur.
God, you have that cranked, too.
Yeah, that puppy's coming in a hat. It's 8:38, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter. Hey, buddy.
What's up? And Barney.
And Barney.
That damn purple dinosaur.
Damn
you. Speaking of dinosaurs.
Yeah?
This is a good segue here, I guess. I gotta ask you a question here, all right, man? So I'm kind of in a complex, all right?
Okay.
I don't know what to do. It has to do with my lawn in the back, all right? I know we talk about this a lot, and you make fun of my electric mower and blah, blah, blah. So I can mow. I can do the common backyard keep-up, right?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
The common stuff that everybody does. But here's a problem that I have, all right? The lady that lived in this house before we did loved nature. She built, I'm serious, Jurassic Park in my backyard. There were plants, whatever. I don't even know if it was green, it was planted. Even the neighbors were like, yeah, that lady, she just kept planting things. Like, boom, boom, boom. Like, we feel bad for you. Like,
yep.
My neighbors have said this to me. Like, hey, like, you understand, you know. So, there's a professionals, right? They can come in here and just scorch earth this place.
Yeah.
Take them all out.
Yeah, you can hire a landscaper and just be like, look, I want everything. I want this, and this. Or you could just spend a weekend, start, you know, digging up stuff and chopping things down.
See, I've done that. But it grows back like that. It's like the Santa Claus. When he shaves his beard, boom, and it, like.
So your backyard is like Tim Allen's face in Santa Claus?
It's insane. It is. The sun hits it all day long. There's so many plants. It is. It's.
You got to get down to the root. That's the thing. You got to dig in there.
I will mow this side of the lawn and go start mowing that side and turn around and look, and that side will be.
Yeah, this time of year, you got to do it. If you're keeping up with it, it's like once a week, man. Once a week, yeah.
Which I can do. But there's so many, like, vines and weeds and just whatever this lady did, man. Well, it's hot in my backyard from just the plants.
First thing you got to do is get those two lost kayaks out of the back there. All right, get those.
The plants took them over.
They're now part of the.
You know, like that Goosebump book with like the plant that is starting to take over the house and. Grabs
yes.
the kid by its legs. I don't even want to go in my backyard. I might get scooped up.
We lost Hunter. Oh, no.
Help!
It's like Jumanji back there. You want me to come over and help you out? Do it. We can spray. We can get some, you know, some heavy-duty, like, plant
thing.
Killer and stuff.
Okay. I've thought of this, all right? I'm going to talk to some friends. But it's going to turn into much like moving day, all right? You know, we end up talking. We end up just. I'd rather just pay somebody to just come in and just have it has a team of people. They do it every day.
You know,
just I'm, come in here and just boom.
I'd love to dog you for that, but I'm also getting to the point in my life, in my adult life, where I'm like, yeah, I just want to pay people.
Just get it done.
You know what? Credit's good. Run the car.
Oh, you got a plane? You can just fly over and drop a bomb.
Just do it. Just carpet bomb my backyard.
I don't care what you do.
For sure. You can pay someone, and if you don't want to spend a weekend, do it. Yeah, for sure. Then come in. They'll get it all taken care of for you. So,
I mean, it's a pain. I mean, it trust me. I've done it. And then it grows back. And I'm like, God, I'm gonna do it again.
You have to pay a little extra for the kayak removal, probably, to get that thing cleaned out. So. But, you know.
Actually, just keep the kayak. Just here. How about that?
How about you just, it's, it, you know what?
It's a nice kayak. It's got a trolling motor. It's great.
It's gone.
But it's gone. It's been eaten by my backyard.
Your backyard
It's like a new Goosebump bug. Yeah. My backyard ate me, or whatever those books were.
Yeah, see, you go in there with a bush knife, all right? You go in there like you're cutting down vines in the Amazon, and you might be able to get out of there. You might be able to.
It is straight Jungle Book, too.
Yeah.
There's monkeys swinging around.
Mogwai is in there, whatever his name is, Mogwai or whatever. Yeah. Oh, you're in here.
Talking snake.
It's weird. Well, good luck with it, buddy. Yeah, you're definitely not going to do it with the electric mower. All right, that for sure cannot handle it. But, you know.
You know what? It's like the nice trim. You know, it's like you go get a haircut, a nice little trim up, you know. But it's not doing the backyard justice.
Would you go
backyard?
Go rent like a bush hog or something like that. Can you rent one of those and just, you know, like one of those stand ones that's got the big like 48-inch bush hog mower on there?
We're gonna need it.
All right.
We'll excavator. Can we get an excavator in the back?
We get a bulldozer back here. We might need it.
Just start with a house.
Yeah, we'll resod the whole thing. Just start at the back fence. Yeah.
The front's fine. The front's great. Yeah.
Your cat probably loves it because there's all sorts of great spots to murder things back there. That's what it is.
Oh, he hides in the grass, too. Grass.
He's going to be pissed, man. You're taking away his cover, all right?
How am I supposed to kill mice in the short grass?
Like an effing lion out there just sitting in the tall grass. You cut it all away. He's going to starve, man.
Yeah.
He's going to turn on you. So I don't know. Maybe you should leave it. Maybe you should leave it.
All right, hey, if you have a lawn service, and hey, get a hold of me on Facebook or something.
Yep.
You know, we'll have you over.
Because Hunter's
I'll get the flame thrower out, too, with you.
Hunter's Fisher-Price mower doesn't have enough oomph to...
It goes pop, pop, pop,
pop, pop, pop, pop, pop, pop, pop, pop. Look, guys, I'm helping. No, you're not. You're getting in the way.
Go inside. You're in the way.
You're in the way, sir. All right, fine. Pop, 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 pop. Anyway, well, good luck with your Jungle Book backyard. We'll get her figured out for you, buddy. We'll get her figured out.
Thanks.
Anyway, we'll keep things moving here. It's time for everyone's favorite bit, Stupid Quickies.
Sounds like when I'm mowing.
when you fire up your mower, is that what it is?
Yeah, right.
All right, honey. Honey, I'm going to mow the lawn.
It took you 3 hours to mow that little spot.
Come on, man. Anyway, all right. Let's do it. Stupid Quickies. All right, we're going to kick it off with this. Ever since the release of The Legend of Zelda, Tears of the Kingdom, Pornhub has seen a massive spike in Zelda searches. Of course it has.
Boy. What? Okay, so I know 100% there's people out there right now listening that's their thing. They love that. The anime, whatever. Whatever it is.
Hentai. I don't. Hentai, the weird stuff.
Hey, much like things probably that I like that you're like, well, I don't get that. And that's fine. But let me ask questions. Let's just all ask questions here. What is it?
I don't know.
What is it about the cartoon?
I don't know. I really, and again, to each their own. I'm not going to sit here and pretend I'm not some perv, okay?
But I've scrolled by it.
Hey, back in the day when I was a young man before the internet, I drew boobies. All right, that was what I had to work with, hand drawn stuff. That was you had to earn it. But nowadays,
if we're in the sick perverted world, if you don't want to hear this, earmuffs. All right, but out of all that's out there, you choose like the fake drawing stuff. Like there's real. Haven't you seen the other stuff? If that's your thing, if that's what you do, I don't know. I don't get it. I can't wrap my head around it.
What's that rule 34? If it exists, there's porn out there for it. Yeah. Do we have to turn everything into porn? Yes, we do.
You know?
Yes, we do.
And it's like, if you know a buddy that's his thing, if you're sitting there watching cartoons with them, isn't that a little awkward? Like, what's he thinking about?
Hey, are you rock hard right now? You get out of here. You leave. Right. You ruined Saturday morning cartoons, you bastard.
What do you think of Looney Tunes?
Let me tell you, I'm really into it. How into it are you?
I don't know. It's just a question I've had, and maybe someday somebody will answer.
Bugs Bunny dressed up like a woman a couple times. I mean, I could make it work. I could make it work, you know?
Hey, I mean, if that's your thing, you know?
Everything is porn. Everything.
I guess you can make it that way.
Hey, what about this? A 92-year-old woman named Betty Richardson's bucket list included seeing a strip show, so her retirement home made it happen. They sent her and her friends to a male review.
Oh.
The place they went to even gave her the full VIP experience. That's right.
That's pretty, you know, grandma. Get up. So she was just there watching. She wasn't, it wasn't like amateur night or anything.
No. She was there at the male review watching the men. Swinging around. That was her thing.
It's like a Chippendales kind of a thing.
No, right? She wasn't up on stage, all right? And now,
swinging around.
And now onto the stage, Betty. Yeah, let's hear it for Betty.
A lot of skin.
Yeah, well, you know what? Grandpa passed a few years ago. She's lonely. Let her get some big, muscly, ripped-up, oily guys swinging around her. Who cares?
So let me, I don't have that exact same experience, but
Kind of.
There was a club I used to DJ at in Illinois. It was in Illinois. And there was a two-part club. They had the back room where it was like all the music dancing, and then the front room was like the main room, you know?
Yep.
So in the main room, they had like events, bands, and blah, blah, blah. So one night, they had the male dancers come in. And Brock, I tell you, out of the woodworks, it's that place filled up immediately, as soon as the doors opened. And it was wild. The women just go absolutely berserk.
But here's my question, okay? I get it. And everyone loses all the Magic Mike. Everyone, you know, 50 Shades of Grey. Chicks are just, you know, wrecking their shorts with this stuff. But if I come if I come up to my wife and I'm like, hey, you like this? And she's like, no, stop it. No. It's the middle of the day. Go away.
No.
Why? What's it got to be Channing Tatum? So sorry.
It's got to be some other dude who's tan ripped out with his shirt off in a club.
And they just lose their minds for it.
I'm telling you, I've never seen a place come alive. And then that night, I mean, you know, you think like guys at a strip club, you know, like, no, it's different.
Yeah.
It is different.
You women are wild. Wild and out.
They
over
are.
Some, wilding out over some swinging dongers. All right, fine, ladies. But then when I do it, I'm being inappropriate. Okay.
She gets on her phone.
When I do it, I'm
rolling.
I'm ruining the holidays, okay? Right, fine, whatever.
Yeah, man.
Anyway, there you go, bucket list. Well, actually, we'll end it with another bucket list story. A 99-year-old woman in England named Annie Duplock always wanted to be part of a knife-throwing act. So the owner of a circus made it happen for her last week. There's videos online of the performers throwing knives at her. I think she just wanted to die, okay? I think Annie, 99-year-old Annie, just was like, oh, maybe I can finally get snuffed out, all right?
Right, right. She moved into the knife every time he threw it, you know?
It's Annie, stop moving. This is your route. You're going to take a knife to the neck?
Really? She wanted to be a part of the act? Oh.
No, I think, I think she had enough. Her 99 years were good enough. She's like, all right.
Could you imagine? I don't even have to say it. Whoops. What? Oh, no.
No, it's the way she wanted. It's the way grandma wanted to go.
Oh, that is so
at a circus with a knife in her neck.
You know, if it's a middle-aged person for some reason, you're like, you don't even want to watch an old person fall down.
Right.
You're just like,
Now you're like, now everyone, do you think everyone in the audience was like, I don't like where this is going, guys. She seems pretty shaky up there. All right. Now don't move.
Maybe,
don't move.
Hey, knife, Mr. Knife Thrower, play it safe. Play it safe.
Yeah.
Jeez, man. Could you imagine?
Slips a guy of 50 early, like, all right, look, I'm 99. I'm tired. Just make it quick, okay? Just make it fast.
What if he stuck that skin that's hanging off the bottom of her arm?
We gotta tape up a few areas there, Grandma, before we get you up
right.
There.
You're a little too saggy. We're not used to the extra skin.
Yeah, usually it's some, like, tight, you know, 22-year-old blonde, right?
You know, it's like me up there, you know, skin and bones. It's hard to hit. You know?
I didn't plan for the skin. I didn't adjust for the skin. Now, Grandma, no. All right, there you go. That's your stupid quickies for a Wednesday. We're going to be back with more. Your comedian for today is Nate Bargatze.
Grandma. Take a break.